Hey everybody, it's Laura and I have some exciting news. It's Nano season. So NaNoWriMo National Novel Writing Month takes place in November and then Camp Nano takes place in April and July. So why am I adding this little plug at the start of this episode? Well, throughout the month, I'll be sharing little episodes, little mini episodes. I'm thinking like maybe 5 to 10 minutes long, and I'm going to be telling you about my work in progress as it's happening. So these episodes will not be every day, but that is the ultimate goal. We're going to be in here a lot, and I just wanted to let you know because these are going to be subscriber-only episodes. So subscribe to the show to gain access to those, and every single Nano moving forward, I'm going to try to do something like this. So stay tuned every November, April, and July. Welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I am documenting my evolution from hobby writer to career author. It might take a year or two, or my entire life to get there. However long it takes, I'm bringing you along for the ride. Hello and welcome to episode number 97 of Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. And today is May 3rd, 2023, as I record this. Today, we are going to dive straight in to this reading update. And I thought it would be kind of fun to go over the books that I was actually able to finish reading for the entire month of April, kind of like a books I read wrap up for the month of April. If you have been following along with me for a while, you know that I used to do my BIR blog posts, yes, blog posts, way back when. Every single month I would do BIR books I read for kind of like a monthly wrap-up of the books that I was reading. And I would do a blog post about these and I would link all the books and it was great. I would write my full review. And then I kind of got burnt out by it and I just kind of stopped. And then I went and started doing it in podcast format. I would do like a post on Instagram for like a monthly wrap-up. And I love being able to look back at those content pieces, whether it was in a blog post or a YouTube video or audio or on Instagram. And I wish that I had just kept consistent this whole time because it would be so cool to look back every single month and like listen to myself talk about the books and how they made me feel and all that jazz. And I mean, I am on Goodreads, so follow me at Laura J. Live on Goodreads. And I have all of the books that I've read there. But, you know, it's just different when you can, like, listen to yourself. I don't know. We're going to roll with it for this month. Who knows it'll come back if this will come back next month. But we're just going to roll with it. Also, I record all of the books that I read in my bullet journal / Commit 30 planner. In the back of the Commit 30 planner, there are just blank pages, and I always have a list of all the books that I've been reading. So I do track all these, but I think it'd just be cool to have it in voice. Anyway, I'm rambling and going in circles now. So let's talk about the books that I read in April 2023. A part of me wants to go all the way back to January and talk about all of the books that I read, but that would just be a little bit long. But April was a really, really great reading month, you guys. Starting out with The Burning World by Isaac Marion. I talked about this book last week. I think it was my favorite in that entire series. I actually read the majority of that in March and I finished up at the beginning of April, but I always count the books for whatever day I finish them on. And it just so happens that a lot of the times I'm really trying to get a book done and completely read through at the end of the month, and then I end up finishing it on the first. And I'm like, should I count it for the month before? Should I count it for the month after? But I always count it on the day that I finish it, regardless of how long it is or how much I read in the month prior. So the first book was The Burning World, Isaac Marion. Book number two for April was The Murders of Molly Southbourne by Tay Thompson. And that is the regular reading update for today, is that I dove into the second and third books from Tay Thompson. So I'll talk about that in a second. Then I read The Silence by Don DeLillo or DeLillo. That one was like, yeah, so-so. I got that one from the library. Then I read The Beast by Jenica Snow. Then we read Heart of Dragons by Ash Oldfield. Then we dove into The Living by Isaac Marion. Followed by Everyone Must Die by Billy During. The Hunter by Jenica Snow. Arch Conspirator by Veronica Roth. And that is basically catching you up to last week's reading update. But then over the last few days or this last week, I did some reading binging. And oh my goodness, I had so much fun. So I dove back into Molly Southbourne books by Tay Thompson. I was able to get The Survival of Molly Southbourne and The Legacy of Molly Southbourne from my library. They had to have it shipped over from the other libraries in the little library group. And I was able to read both of them. I read The Survival of Molly Southbourne, which is book two. I read that in like one sitting. I think I got up to pee and get some water at one point. But other than that, I just read it all the way through, which is insane. 128 pages. So it wasn't like it took that long. But I remember getting off of work at 5 o'clock. And then it was like 6:30, 6:45. And I was like, oh my gosh, babe, I just finished this book. And he was like, you're a psycho. It was great. We have a great relationship, guys. And then as soon as I finished The Survival, I dove into book three, which was The Legacy of Molly Southbourne. And I finished that one the day after. So that one was only 151 pages. So again, another really quick read. Following that, I dove into a series that I had started a while back by Danielle M. Orsino. So she is incredible. If you haven't listened to her interview for Read It With Whiskey, go on back to that episode. It is in the backlist. So you'll be able to just search Danielle M. Orsino and you'll be able to find it. But she has the Birth of the Fae series. And the first book in that series is the one that we talked about in the interview. But I also have other books from her. So there's Locked Out of Heaven, which is the first book in Birth of the Fae. Then there's Thine Eyes of Mercy. And I had read both of those books, absolutely loved them. But I still have books 3, 4, and 5 sitting on my shelf, and I hadn't read them yet. I needed a good palate cleanser. And so I dove into From the Ashes. It took me like 2 sittings maybe to read through this one. Again, it's not a huge book, but it's not like a small book either. I kind of impressed myself. Let me see if I can find out how many words it or how many pages. 224 pages. So that's not a really long book, but it's not like super short or anything. So I finished From the Ashes and I'm currently reading through Kingdom Come, which is book 4. And as soon as I'm done with that book, I'm going to dive into book 5, which is A Fae is Done. She also has books 6. Book 6 is out, and then book 7 is going to be coming out soon. And something really cool about Danielle is that she is the cover model for all of her books. She does all the cosplay stuff. So cool. Yeah, definitely check her out and check out that interview with her from Read It With Whiskey. Super fun conversation. Anyway, back to regular programmed here. After From the Ashes, I read Starspark by Day Lateo. And this one I had on my Kindle for a couple years and I just never got around to it. But then I was listening to it. I was listening to Alexa read it. And I'm kind of torn because with the Alexa reading, it's very hard to like go forward or back or like pick up where you were if there's any kind of glitching or anything like that. And so it kind of, there was a few moments where I had to backtrack because I was just confused on where we were. Oh, a bird just flew like right next to my window. That was kind of cool. Anyway, so I feel like when I was listening to Starspark, there was a few sections that I got kind of confused about, and it really affected my reading comprehension and the overall vibe of the book. So I liked the concept, but there were a few places where I was like, I think that kind of idea is repeated. So I don't know if it was Alexa repeating the story to me or if the book actually had some like formatting or like storyline issues, because some of it was like, I thought those people were together, but now they're not. And I was very confused. So I didn't write like a full review for this book because I don't think I can. but I don't know. It was kind of like a, maybe I shouldn't use Alexa anymore for reading, but if you're reading a book and it's kind of in the background, or especially if you're rereading a book, I think Alexa is going to be really good because it'll be easy to pick up where you're going. And plus, you'll get a lot of reading done. You know, I like listening to audiobooks. So there goes that bird again. I wonder if there's a nest above my office window. I'm going to have my guy go outside with a ladder. Anyway, all right. So yes, within the last week, I read 1, 2, 3, 4 books. Oh, and I needed it. I needed this reading break, definitely. So moving forward for my reading, like I said, I'm reading Kingdom Come, which is book 4 by Danielle M. Orsino, Birth of the Fae series. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to finish that within the next day or two and dive into book 5. And then hopefully I'll dive into 6 soon after that. I just don't own that one yet. I'm still bookmarked in Crowned by Gold by Jack Casey. Again, I talked about this last week, but because I had library books, I wasn't reading books that I actually owned in the house. And so now that I have finished up my library books and I brought them back, I think I can dive back into Crowned by Gold. But it is a very thick book. And the section that I was just reading was a little bit slow. And so that's why I needed a palate cleanser. And I jumped into the Daniel M. Orsino books because they're just really quick reads. But speaking of library books, you may have remembered I was reading book 2 of Utopia Project by Billy Düring. You guys, I had to DNF it. I DNF'd this book and I kind of feel bad, but at the same time, I'm not going to waste my time on a book if I don't want to read it. And this is something I really struggled with a long time ago. I think I've talked about it on the podcast back when it was Read It With Whiskey, but I used to never be able to DNF books because I would feel like guilty around it. And it took a long time, but I have learned that I have to DNF books because otherwise the joy of reading is no longer there for me. And so I DNF'd this book. There were a few different factors. I kind of mentioned it a little bit in last week's episode, but the plot structure was just a little bit too slow for me. There was a little bit too much detail in like things that didn't matter. And that was kind of getting me irritated. And then there was a scene that made me put down the book and not want to pick it up again. And I don't care if books have like basically warnings for the kind of content that is going to be in the book. Like if you want to have content warnings in there, go for it. But I don't think it's necessary because if you're a reader, like you can't be warned every single time something is going to pop up. But for whatever reason, this scene really, it pissed me off because it was basically, how do you want to say it? There was a scene where a girl had been captured and the guy was going to take advantage of her, essentially. But that wasn't the issue. The issue was, this is a sci-fi book. Why are you throwing all of this human trauma stuff into the story? Every single character of the series had some type of trauma, whether it be being through the foster care system or adopted, or whether you've had some kind of trauma in the past or assault, or you've witnessed somebody die, or you couldn't save somebody before they died. Every single character in this series has some type of very, very strong trauma. And yes, a lot of people out there have a lot of trauma. And I'm not saying that of your group of friends, it's unlikely that every single person has had a perfect life or anything like that. But when I'm reading a book, I don't feel like I need to know every single person's history. And it definitely did not need to be included in this series. And I think that might be one of the reasons why the book was so slow, was because the author kept jumping back to all of these histories and things that were happening in the past that really had no effect on what was happening in the current book. It was kind of like he had written or made up all of this history for his characters and he felt like he had to put it in the book. But as an author, I know all the history of my characters, but I'm not going to tell the reader everything about them. I'm not going to go into detail about what happened to them when they were 5. I'm just going to know that that's part of their story and I need to know it for the story moving forward. But this author put all of it into the book and it was just, ugh. And then also it's sci-fi. When I'm reading sci-fi, I don't want to have to read about any kind of trauma stuff like that. It's like that kind of stuff can be left out of the genre. Anyway, I really like the story and the concept. That's why it was very, very difficult for me to DNF this book. I loved the story concept. I really want to know what happens, but I think I need to have a different mindset. So I'm DNFing it for now. I might return to it later. And I don't know about you guys, but that is something that I feel frees me as a reader, is that I can DNF a book because I can always pick it up later. There's no saying that you can never return to a book once you stop reading it. I can return to it if I want to, and I don't have to return to it if I don't want to. But I think I will return to this because I want to know what happens. I want to know how the trilogy ties itself up. And I was only at like, I think chapter 13 or 14 in book 2. And these are pretty meaty books. And that was another aspect of it. It was just too big of a book. I need some short books in my life right now, especially when I'm writing if you're a writer, I don't know about you, but I do much better when I'm reading shorter books or books that I can binge within like one sitting. Anyway, that was a huge tangent. Thank you for listening to me. Hopefully I didn't bore you to death. But anyway, I am going to DNF that book, and I already brought it back to the library, so I can't even like second guess myself, because I know that has happened to me in the past as well, where I've DNF'd a book and I've owned it and it's been on my shelf, and then I'm like feeling guilty, and every time I see it, I feel guilty. I'm like, no, get it out of the house so I can't even see it, so I can't even have the possibility of reading it out of guilt. All right, so other news in the book world, I do have a book buying ban in place. No, correction, it's not a book buying ban, it's a book budget. Every single month, I have a $20 budget where I cannot exceed that, and I'd been doing really, really well. I think for the year, I had only spent like $60 or $70, and at the end of April, I had a budget of $80, and so I went shopping. Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, I went to Goodwill the other day, and I found a complete collection of the Bronte sisters books. There's like five or six books within this massive hardcover, like the old school leather cover books where they're all compiled together and it's so pretty. And inside it said it was printed in the 70s, I think, late 70s. So I picked it up because I really love Wuthering Heights. I have a copy of it from when I read it in high school, but I've never read like Jane Eyre or any of the other books by the sisters. So I was like, I'll put this on my shelf and one day I might feel like reading it. And if not, I don't care because it's a collection book. So if I don't read it, it's not a big deal. That's how I feel about like old school books. I don't have to read them, but I just think they're pretty and I'm going to have them on my shelf. Like I have two entire volumes of the Wizard of Oz books. There's volume one and volume two, and they have like all the Wizard of Oz books in there. I've never read the Wizard of Oz, but the books are really, really pretty. And so one day I might read them, but anyway, they're just sitting on my shelf. And so is this new book from Goodwill of the Bronte sisters books. And that I think was like $3 or something. And it's massive. There's like five books in there. So that was a steal. And then I went to Walmart this morning to get some grocery shopping done after the gym. And I just went through the book aisle. I try to avoid the book aisle. I prefer to buy books straight from author websites or try to buy them on sites where they're going to get like the most money returned to them. But when it comes to big box authors who are going to have Netflix series come out, I'm like, I'll just buy it from the cheapest place that I can because they're already making a bunch of money. But if it's an indie author, I'm like, I'm always want to try and buy straight from them if possible. Anyway, what I'm getting at is the other month for April, Yes, for April, my book club read Shadow and Bone by Leigh Bardugo. I don't know if that's how you say their last name. I didn't read it, and I did not go to the book club meeting. I forgot to mention that in last week's episode, but I totally forgot about this book because I was reading other things and did not go to the meeting because I totally forgot about it, and I don't even know what the May book is. My life right now, so we'll see if I stick it out with the book club. I really want to, but ugh, life is just busy right now. Anyway, so I bought Shadow and Bone from my local bookstore to be a part of the book club. Never read it. And something I've noticed is on Amazon, Shadow and Bone, you can only get the Netflix cover. You can't get the original cover with the deer on the front with the gold lettering and everything. At least when I looked on Amazon the last month when I got the book. But my bookstore owner was able to get the original cover. Yes, there is a non-removable sticker that says Netflix original series, which I don't like, but it has the deer with the antlers, and I think it's so super beautiful. So I got that from the bookstore. Well, when I was walking through Walmart today, guess what was there on the shelves? Books 2 and 3. Well, the first one was there too, but books 2 and 3 with the beautiful covers. So book 2 has the serpent dragon-esque snake on it. Book 2 is Siege and Storm. And then book 3 has like the phoenix bird looking flame picture on it, Rune and Rising. And again, these also have the non-removable Netflix stickers. But at least now I have the entire trilogy and they all match. I was really worried about when I finally get to Shadow and Bone, when I'm ready to read books 2 and 3, they might only have Netflix covers out there. Because you know how that happens when books are made into movies or TV shows. You can't find the original covers anywhere. So even though these have the Netflix sticker, they all match because they were all printed in a similar time frame. So I wanted these original covers. I do not like the movie or TV covers for books. Absolutely hate them. I am anti that type of cover. And so I always try to get the originals when possible. So now I have the full trilogy. I don't even know if I like the series or not because I haven't read book one. But I've decided I have to read the series before I start watching the TV show. And the irony of that is that I started reading A Game of Thrones because I told myself I couldn't watch the TV show until I read those books. Well, I read, I think, the first two books and I DNF'd the third because it just wasn't my style. And I still have yet to watch the TV show and it's been out for like 10 years. So I'm hoping I can read these books soon. That way I can dive into the actual TV show, which is already out and started. All right. So that was my massive book and reading update for the month. I'm not going to go into too many details about books in the upcoming episodes. I'll still tell you what I'm reading and what I finished and that kind of stuff. But these bigger updates, I'm going to keep to about once a month. And since this update was so long, I'm just going to talk about my writing and podcasting updates in the goal section after we listen to this little blip from our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by my wonderful Work in Progress subscribers. With your help, I'm able to cover costs related to my author career. These are things such as costs related to this podcast, book cover fees, editing costs, and so much more. Without your support, my progress in this process would be at a standstill. You help bring me closer to my author goals each and every month. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Would you like to become a subscriber and gain exclusive access to all Work in Progress and audiobook annotation episodes? Through this subscription, you may also have the opportunity to help me name characters and locations within my books, or maybe make crucial book plot and trope decisions with me. No matter what, you get the insider-only look at my active Work in Progress books and projects. As I mentioned, your monthly subscription fee goes directly back into my author business, and it only costs you $4.99 a month. I'd love for you to join me and the other subscribers in this exclusive content. Click the link in this episode's description or go to a locked episode and click subscribe. Thank you so much for supporting the show. It is time for our goals update. All right, you guys. So last week was successful. Kind of. It was kind of successful. All right. So writing. I had wanted to write 2,000 words and I just had some issues. I did get my 2,000 words in, but it wasn't until yesterday. So I felt like I needed to take another break from writing. And I think it's just me procrastinating on doing anything else besides writing for no reason, because I actually want to write these stories. I want to work on the Shockwave prequel. I want to work on the sci-fi duology. But for the life of me, I can't get myself to just sit down and do it. It's so irritating sometimes. But I was in the Amazon five-day challenge thing that Brian Cohen puts on through his author ad school. And I ended up joining author ad school. I know quite a few authors who have been through the challenge and have been through the author ad school. And I have some record of people who have gotten really successful results from this ad school. And so I'm like, I got to try it out. I got to test it out, because unless I'm talking about my books every single day or I'm going to live events, I have zero sales. I go on my KDP dashboard on Amazon, and I think last month I had like 3 book sales or something like that. But back in November 2022, when I was posting daily and I went to 3 different in-person events that month, I sold like 20 copies on Amazon. And so it's really all about word of mouth and talking about stuff and doing the marketing and the advertising on social media and in other formats. And I really just have to get into a rhythm and a pattern to make sure that I'm actually talking about my books and advertising. And because I don't want to be tied to social media and forced to be posting every single day, I decided that doing Amazon ads is the first option that I would choose other than strictly organic marketing on social media. So I'm diving into Amazon ads. I have had ads running since January when I did the challenge with them back then. And then I say that I did the April challenge, but I really didn't, because I've only just watched video 4 like yesterday, and there's 6 videos total for the challenge, which was 2 weeks ago. So I knew the challenge structure. And so that's why I wasn't too like committed to doing the challenge in real time. Oh, my bunnies are running around. Hopefully you can't hear them. But anyway, I kind of pivoted from writing to working on the author ad stuff. All the time that I would have been writing or I set aside for writing, I was watching those videos. And I definitely feel that was a procrastination tool. But I think it's kind of necessary for me to get the Amazon ads rolling before I start my new job. And so I was like, I kind of have to dedicate some time to this. So I don't feel bad about doing more of that video and business development work, but I am kind of sad that I didn't get more words down. But with that being said, I did get more words down and I wrote over 2,000 words for the Shockwave prequel. Now, I talked about this last week where I had about 2,000 words in the prequel already completed as a short story on my website, and I want to bring it up to 10 to 15,000 words so then I can print it on Kindle or on Amazon, and I can have my book cover on there and just to have that as kind of like that freebie for my newsletter as well. So I'm building it up. Right now, it's sitting just over 6,000 words. So yesterday, I ended up writing 2,582 words. That was in two sittings. One sitting had 1,618, and then the second time it was another 964 words. So two sprints, over 2,500 words. I was really, really happy with that. And now I'm about halfway to my goal for the entire prequel novella. So I'm really excited with the progress I made there. Yeah, so my writing update is very successful this week. I hit my goal. My second goal for the week was to get through chapters 7 and 8 of Transient Pulse's audiobook. I was able to record through chapter 7, but that was it. And again, that was because I was distracted doing the author ed school stuff. And I have also decided that moving forward to record the chapters, annotations, and to edit them as well as schedule them, I think that's what's slowing me down. So I think I'm going to bulk record them. And then as the week comes when they have to be released, I'm going to be editing them and scheduling them out week by week. I think that's just going to be better for my schedule and routine. We'll see if that changes. But as of right now, I think that's a better approach for me. So that is the goal number 2 was the audiobook. And then goal number 3 was to settle the storm in my home so I can jump into my new full-time job with enthusiasm and a clear headspace. And I feel like I did do a little bit of that. I was able to get a lot of stuff done around the house this weekend while I was listening to audiobooks and listening to podcasts and stuff. And I still have a few days where I have things that I want to get done. Like I want to completely scrub down my car. I haven't vacuumed up my car since before we left Florida, which was spring 2020. So it has officially been 3 years since I have vacuumed my car. Luckily, we don't have dogs and or children. So my car isn't actually that dirty. It's just like some hay from hauling the bunnies back and forth from various places like the vet and stuff. Like just random dirt and dust from use. It's not like there's mud or like a crazy amount of food wrappers or something. Like I'm a pretty clean person in general in my car. I say in my car because my office is a wreck right now. But yeah, so I want to do stuff like that, clean out the garage a little bit, clean out the car, reorganize my office, because that's something I'm really excited about having this new job is that my office is now going to be solely for my creative purposes. And I'm so excited about this. It was so difficult to separate work and personal in my office because I was working from home for the last 2 years. So now that work is going to be separated from my home. Oh, I'm so excited to create the office for creative purposes. Oh, it's amazing. I'm so excited. Anyway, so I want to get that kind of stuff done. And I got some of it done, but some of that is falling over into this next week. So speaking of goals for this upcoming week, goal number 1, 2,000 words. I want to get another 2,000 words down. Goal number 2, I've decided I don't even want to set a goal for the audiobook because I don't think I'm going to have time to actually work on it at all. So if I get anything done, it's going to be a plus. So my goal number 2 is just to get the rest of the household stuff figured out and ready to go before I jump into this new job. And that is it. Those are the goals I am creating. I am not doing anything more than that. Every single week I do want to have a writing goal, which I do right now. But other than that, there's no weekly thing that I need to get done other than just like life stuff, you know? All right. So that is the episode for this week. And I wanted to highlight what we're going to be talking about in the WIP episode today. So obviously, the last few times we've been together here, my word count and progress on my stories has been a little bit slow. So in the WIP episode for today that is releasing right after this one, I'm going to be talking about how I dictate and use the dictation talk to text to write faster. So I'm going to be talking about that in the WIP episode. So if you're not already a subscriber, please go ahead and subscribe so you can listen to that WIP episode. I'm super excited to talk about this topic and to let you guys know a little bit more of the behind the scenes on how I dictate my books. All right, everybody, I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter at laurajlive.com.